Who Killed Chloe? The Secrets We Keep. Written and narrated by Alex Nader. Recorded and produced at BrisbaneAudiobookProduction.com. Dedication. To my son Sol, who challenged me to write a book and believed in me even when I doubted myself. Prologue. The air was crisp as Fecky moved through the empty playground, stabbing the occasional stray chip packet as it danced across the dewy grass in the soft morning light. The silence was only broken by the sharp cry of a crow high in a gum, no doubt waiting patiently for the bounty to come. The delicious detritus of thoughtless school kids, discarded Vegemite sandwiches, half-eaten apples, broken rice crackers, soggy lettuce. Fecky enjoyed this quiet time before the cheeky hordes descended, and the sound of childish squeals and random swearing rang out from one end of the sprawling campus to the other, before the pathways were littered with pimply adolescents who looked through him as though he was invisible at best, or straight at him with the undisguised scorn that is the stock and trade of snotty-nosed teenagers everywhere these days. Schools had changed a lot since he was a boy back in NZ, when teachers were shown some respect. Hell, when even cleaners were treated like human beings. But these days, kids were something else with their hard eyes and their iPhones and their laptops. Back in the day, he'd rock up to school with a battered notebook on a good day, empty-handed on others. Footy on the oval was the lunchtime highlight, with all on one tackling the name of the game, not a teacher in sight. He smiled at the thought. Simple times in a simple world. It wasn't just the kids who had changed either. Their time-poor parents queued up in droves to drop their precious cargo at the front gate, even if the family home was two blocks away. Daniel Morcombe syndrome had a tight hold over modern mums and dads, who, like their own children, would eye him off suspiciously as he went about his business. Thankfully, his day usually wound up as theirs began, and driving out that front gate at 9 was sweet, the rest of the day stretching ahead. Turning on the tap, Fecky watched the water fill the bucket as the suds frothed on the surface, like a beer pulled at the counter of a public bar. Cleaning out the toilets was not at the top of his wish list, but it had to be done. Some days were worse than others, though. Dirty little buggers. Walking into the boys' toilets, the stench of urine assailed his nostrils, and he breathed through his mouth like a parent changing a stinky nappy. Another unpleasant task that lay ahead of him, but at least that shit belonged to one of his own. As he dipped the mop into the bucket, he noticed that one of the far doors was closed, and again his mind turned to those thoughtless school kids, who had no doubt locked the door and bellied out underneath, just to make his job even more difficult. Hashtag dickheads. It was only as he moved closer that he saw it, that his breath caught in his throat and his eyes widened. Jesus. Chapter 1. Pressing send, Chloe smiled a secret smile. Not the smile she saved for selfies, those pouty pussbum smiles, with head tilted to the side just so. This was a smug smile of satisfaction, of a job well done. That should get Shiny Baker off my case for good, she thought to herself, as she rolled over and gazed at the star decals scattered across the ceiling of her bedroom. Yuck! One of these days she would climb up there and scrape off every single one of those childhood relics, but right now there were places to go and things to do. Sliding open her mirrored wardrobe, she grabbed a skimpy pair of black lace knickers and matching bra, cut-off denim shorts and a singlet. Jake would be arriving soon in his new ute, and they were going to hang out at the quarry. After spreading a thick layer of foundation, she applied mascara liberally before smearing shiny pink lip gloss and making kissing faces at the mirror. "Damn, you sure do look fine, girl," she said in her best Kardashian accent. "That old Kanye don't know what he's missing," and this time she had to laugh out loud. Chloe Jackson knew she was hot. It was a simple fact. She'd known it all her life, not in the way most girls do when their mum tells them they're beautiful, truly, as they drop them at the school formal. She knew it when she stepped out of the house every day, when grown men in cars stopped at red lights, surreptitiously stole a glance as their wives looked the other way, when boys at school walked into posts as she strolled by. She knew it when Mr. Cockburn, the PE teacher, stumbled over his lesson goal in swimming classes, when her friend Taylor's dad rubbed up against her when they passed in the hall at her house. She knew it at school when the eyes of other girls met the eyes of other girls and rolled back into their heads. It was a burden sometimes. Really it was. But it was certainly better than the alternative. The blast of a car horn jolted her into action, and grabbing her phone and bag, she hurtled down the stairs and out the front door. Jake's hand rested on the horn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?